Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
On to property now, and from vacant office blocks to vertical urban villages, Cape Town's inner city is slowly being reimagined. Mixed-use developments are transforming the CBD into a vibrant, walkable, live, work, play ecosystem that's reflecting global trends like the 15-minute city. According to the latest State of Cape Town Central City report, over 1.75 billion rand invested in mixed-use projects in 2023 alone. So let's discuss this in a little more detail, what it means for the city's economic future, the investment appetite and the urban experience. And I'm in conversation with Grant Elliott, Chief Operating Officer of Tebalt Investments, Deputy Chairperson of the Cape Town Central City Improvement District. Grant, welcome, and let's start with the big picture. What's driving the rise of mixed-use development in the CBD, and why now, I wonder?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having us on the show. Look, there's a number of factors, I think, that are driving mixed-use development at the moment, in particular in the CBD. And I think, firstly, it really is around the city of Cape Town and infrastructural development that they are putting into the city. They're spending an enormous amount of money, and the reality is without infrastructural development, the capacity, other property development is actually not possible. And I think, secondly, then, really their front-of-mind drive around economic development itself and the push towards tourism and keeping Cape Town as the number one tourist destination on the continent is really assisting property developers in making the choices to turn parts of their buildings into mixed use, or certainly into residential. And I think you've also got to wind the clock back to 2018. You had landlords with large office vacancies in their portfolios. The fundamentals weren't great. And then we know what happened in 2019 and 2020 when the pandemic hit. And that made the situation even worse. So we've actually now started to see landlords and developers converting their existing office stock into residential conversions, which is happening quite a lot over the CBD right now.
So, Grant, mixed use sounds great on paper, but I imagine getting the mix right is a little more tricky. What are the key ingredients for successful integration within a precinct?
You really do have to get your ratios right between the different uses. And the reason for that is that the different uses have different impacts on various portions of your buildings, like traffic times and congestion. You're also looking at different usage patterns on your lifts and your elevators and your air conditioning and your electrical systems. And another fundamental is that your office dweller and your leisure traveler don't normally mix very well in the same environment. So you have to really manage those aspects quite carefully. You've got to design them well. You've got to manage them well and make sure that everybody is appeased, because everybody has different needs within that same development.
So how do you do that? How do you get that balance right?
Look, we were quite lucky, and I'll give you an example of one Tybalt, which is a conversion that we did starting in 2021. We turned the top half of the building, which is a 29-story building, into residential apartments. And we kept the lower half of the building as office floors. And then we've got a bit of retail as well. And we were fortunate in that we have both high-rise and low-rise lifts. So we were able to actually separate our lobbies so that we have a dedicated office lobby and we have a dedicated residential lobby. So that made the situation quite good for us. And there are many buildings where developers are looking to convert, but they actually can't do it physically. Mm.
I mentioned at the start of our conversation this concept called the 15-minute city model, which I understand is central to the approach in Cape Town right now. So what is it? How is the city adapting to the concept? And why is it so powerful for urban planning these days?
The 15-minute city is really a theory that you can live and work and play within 15 minutes walk or ride on a bicycle of anything that you need to survive as a human being. And I think, you know, Cape Town actually has all those ingredients already as a central business district. I think that what's key is really going to be how traffic is managed within the city. The pedestrianization is already there, and I think there's probably an opportunity to have more pedestrianization in the CBD of Cape Town, and that encourages movement between the different precincts. Cape Town really has most of the ingredients already at play. and a very well-managed city. And I think that you've also got to go back to the early 2000s when the Central City Improvement District was started. They play a key role in making sure that the city is safe and clean on the ground. To give you some examples, there are over 100 security officers that patrol the streets at any one point in time. There's 65 cleaners that are on the ground, 16 law enforcement officers that are contracted to us from the city of Cape Town. So it really is, you know, extra top-up services that are being put in place by the CCID to those that are being provided by the city itself.
And Grant, I would imagine there's a degree of risk when it comes to conversion. They're not cheap or simple, as you've explained to me. What are the main difficulties that developers face then, and what would make a building either suitable or unsuitable for repurposing?
It's a very good question. The one thing that really developers need to look out for is how you build in your plumbing infrastructure in a conversion, and how you integrate that vertically within a high-rise development. It's probably a bit easier if you're doing a full conversion, but plumbing runs vertically from top to bottom in one straight line. It's very difficult to change its path. So that's definitely one of the pitfalls to look for. Funnily enough, maybe not funnily enough, conversions are actually sometimes more economically viable than new builds. You're looking at new buildings coming out of the ground at circa 30,000 rand a square meter in today's terms, where if you've got a building, you've owned it for some time, or you've bought it for a good price, you can convert it for much less, so your returns naturally will be much higher.
And just finally, obviously resilience is critical in the property market, which is always cyclical. Does diversification in usage in any way help hedge against economic downturn?
It definitely does. And you've seen it with property portfolios across the country and across the world over many years, where property owners have diversified their portfolios between the different sectors, office, industrial, retail, residential. And the nature of the property industry is exactly that. It's cyclical. And when one industry is experiencing a downturn with weaker fundamentals, the other will prop it up. So you do get a bit more of a smoothing effect and a bit more protection from mixed use, in my opinion, certainly.
Grant Elliott, thank you very much indeed. Chief Operating Officer at Tybalt Investments, Deputy Chairperson, Cape Town Central City Improvement District. Appreciate your time, and I've enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.